Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off of disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. On this lovely Wednesday, it's a little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific time, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network here, streaming 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, as Kate the dog yells and screams and hollers in the kitchen at a particularly irritating bowl of kibble, apparently.
It's the bowl is totally overturned. Oh. It's just everywhere in the fucking kitchen. She lost her fucking mind.
Yeah, she flips her bowl over, and then she attacks each individual piece of kibble because she's psychotic. We're going to be here for the next couple hours, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's going on, America? Listen, this is totally, I know there's a lot of politics going on, like Trump just visited Mexico and they, I don't know what went on, but do you know there was an asteroid that passed closer to the... We were nearly taken out by a fucking asteroid.
Gaseous balls.
Really?
Mate, listen, I'm going to read to you where the
Earth just...
Oh, sorry, I thought you were still looking.
No, there's no lawns. There won't be any lawns, by the way. Earth just narrowly missed getting hit by an asteroid. Narrowly. Less than... Hold on. The asteroid missed the Earth...
Well, but define narrow.
Missed the Earth by less than a quarter of the distance to the motherfucking moon. To the moon.
Okay, so three.
Hey, even that
miles.
You're ciphering, even that you're having
yeah,
to
that's
cipher.
Kind of close.
That's fucked up.
A quarter of the distance to
a
the
quarter
moon?
Of the distance.
Yeah,
and by the way,
fucking close.
So somebody's not doing their fucking job at fucking NASA because they're supposed to... they're supposed to be looking out for that shit.
How big is the asteroid?
Big enough. So how did 2016 QA2 sneak up on us like that? For this particular asteroid, the answer seems to be that it has a very peculiar orbit. Oh. It's highly elliptical.
There you go.
See? See? Nobody's looking out.
Well, they did. They knew it wouldn't hit us.
Here's
they can
an
do
idea.
The maths and stuff that Jesus gave us.
Nobody knew it was coming. Not that it would matter, but I'm just saying, maybe instead of, hey.
Well, it must not have been big enough to be that. How big was it?
It was only 50 to 100 feet.
Well, there you go. It's not going to end the universe.
A fucking thing dropped from space.
But it's not going to. Skylab fell from space and was probably bigger.
No, that's huge. 50 feet? Wait, how big is it? I don't know. God, but if it.
I mean, 50 feet's big. It's like a giant truck.
Yeah, imagine if a giant truck fell in our neighborhood from space.
But this isn't like what took out the dinosaurs. I mean, the flood.
Were you there? Oh, the
right.
flood? You mean
besides
Noah's,
the flood?
Noah's flood. So let me ask you something. Seriously, in Ken Ham's little, what he claimed,
Ken Ham, the poobah of answers in Genesis,
the Ark Encounter.
Yeah, the Ark Encounter in Kentucky.
He thinks that Noah rounded up raptors and put them on a boat.
I don't know, maybe.
Or did he just put that there because kids like dinosaurs? Well, yeah, no, that's right. There are dinosaurs.
Well, there are dinosaurs playing with people.
That never happened.
But I don't know if there are actual dinosaurs on the Ark. Like, if there's a couple baby raptors. You know, they took baby dinosaurs. That's what Ken and his other loons have decided.
I would, too. I mean, fuck it.
But then, why? I thought they used the flood to explain the extinction of the dinosaurs.
You thought like, wrong.
You know, Moses didn't quite. Moses just kind of was like, God said, do you have two of everyone? And Moses was like, oh, fuck. Totally.
Moses?
No.
What do you mean Moses?
Not Moses. What's his face?
Oh,
Noah.
Okay.
And Noah was like, oh, shit. I totally got everything. Meanwhile, there was a page like he hadn't gotten to yet, and it was all the dinosaurs.
Right.
So they got fucked.
God.
By God. Maybe there were a lot of gay dinosaurs that that the Lord was angry with.
Dinosaurs were inherently homosexual.
So
you
he
didn't
took
read
them
that?
Out. Oh, yeah. Those tiny little hands.
Yeah. But like
means just on the T-Rex.
Yeah. By the way, I shared the story of the tiny little asteroid that nearly took us out on Facebook.com/crabdiving.
That's right.
I said my comment was, why doesn't Trump build a wall around the Earth for these fucking asteroids? What? Until we figure out what's going on, I'm banning all asteroids.
Are you?
Yes.
They might be Muslim. They're going to some asteroids are going to come and rape your white daughters.
Yeah, after the planets vaporize, please.
Lots going on in the world. El Señor Trump está en México.
Oh, wee wee, motherfucker.
El pendejo grande con un pene poquito. Donald J. Trump down in inexplicably. This happened within 24 hours. I mean, really, it seems like a decision all of a sudden. He decided he's going to go down to meet with El Presidente de Mexico.
Do you know why he did that or what happened? What's up?
Look at me.
Were they talking about this wall that the president of Mexico?
Who the hell knows what they were talking about?
Fucking pay for, baby.
I'm sure it's the headline. Let's see what's going on.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, August 31st, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. One word at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Tweet us!
You mentioned Ken Ham earlier, I noticed on the Twitter. Trending right now, Bill Nye, a.k.a. Science Guy. Who still, I'm torn, depending on the minute, by whether he should have debated that moron Ken Ham or not.
Don't be torn.
Even giving him the time of day.
Don't be torn. I think that...
How do you give credence, though, to that ridiculously moronic belief? And even by showing up, I think it's beneath... Sometimes I think it's beneath him. And other times I'm like... I think it was a great idea. I think it was great.
Ken
Ham showed this idiot up.
Yes, I agree with you. Someone needs to take Ken Ham and show his stupid ass to the world and say, hey, look, if you believe in this shit, this is how dumb it is. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Bill Nye is getting a new Netflix talk show.
Oh, really?
A chat show, as our friends across the pond would say.
Who's he going to talk to? Other science folks?
Bill Nye Saves the World on Netflix, it will be called.
Oh, I love it.
A new chat show, talk show. Each episode from Netflix, according to Netflix.
Oh, yes.
Each episode will tackle a topic from a scientific point of view, dispelling myths.
Yes.
And refuting anti-scientific claims that may be espoused by politicians, religious leaders, or titans of the industry. That fucker's stealing our show, except he's not going to say fuck.
Yeah. How dare you?
Well, he's on Netflix. Maybe,
right.
Maybe Bill Nye will whip it out.
Well, he does science, you know.
We do science sometimes.
We just did science with that asteroid story, by
there
the
you
way.
Go.
And then I'm posting another story on Facebook about that hawk. Picking up a snake and dropping it on that.
It's a visual, ladies and gentlemen. Go to
Australia.
Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Science.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's a cell phone footage of a, just what he said. A hawk picks up a snake and throws it and drops it on a family that was videotaping.
And then the mom is chased into the woods by this fucking snake. We got to do something about these animals. I'm banning all snakes until we figure out what the hell is going on.
It's going down the tubers.
It's going down the tubers, ladies and gentlemen. So over at the commie pinko liberal
effete
Huffington Post, sure enough, the headline says,
he lost his mind.
The headline says, ego has landed.
Oh, okay.
It's a picture of Donald Trump wearing a, oh, you're kidding me, a camo Make America Great Again hat.
What a fuckhead. He's not wearing a sombrero to show solidarity with the Mexicans?
With him, thumbs up. No, he probably stopped at Taco Bell on the way. Ego has landed. Yeah, Donald J. Trump, inexplicably, I don't even get it. President Peña Nieto, whatever the fuck the dude's name is.
Go
over
fuck
there.
Yourself.
Peña Nieto.
Hey, Peña.
Is his approval rating there?
Yes.
Is slightly between what Trump's approval rating with blacks is here and how much people like anal warts.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Jeez.
Trump's lower, you'll note.
Anal warts more popular.
Huh?
And Trump, anal warts
among
more
black people? Have you seen the numbers? Trump traveled down to Mexico today.
Did he fly his little fucking jet?
Oy.
Oy. What is that?
Friend today.
Oh, oy means today.
H-O-Y.
Is that Spanish?
Yes. Yes.
Oy.
Oy.
I never fucking heard that
on
before.
Wednesday, which is miércoles.
I believe we're in America, Pat.
Oy es miércoles.
Yeah.
Today is Wednesday.
Fuck you.
President Enrique Peña Nieto.
Oui, oui.
Met with Donald Trump in an unexpected trip that the Don took to this country below us.
Oh, yes.
It took place. I mean, he's now on his way. He's over with. Now he's flying over to Arizona. Maybe he wants to experience the illegal experience. Maybe he is going to crawl across the Rio Grande or slither under a fence somewhere or something. Do you think?
Do people pay for that? The illegal alien experience.
They will when Trump-a-palooza opens the wall,
yeah,
right?
Get me the fuck out of here.
Chris Hayes asked one of the Trumpalos or Trumpettes one time,
yes,
with this wall,
right?
You know, most of or much of the border that we share is the Rio Grande.
You're going to put a wall in the middle of the river.
Where does the wall go?
In the middle of the river.
Does it go on our side of the river? That means we can't enjoy the water. Does it go on Mexico's side of the river? Does it go in the middle of the river? And how does one pull that off? Not only do you have to build a wall,
but
you got to put it in the middle of the fucking river.
I think the wall has to go on Mexico's side so we can enjoy the river. My plan is, listen, here's how you make this wall work. It's not just a wall. It's an attraction. You know,
yeah.
Certain places in the wall, there are restaurants, maybe an Applebee's, maybe amusement park rides. Maybe if we have the river on our side of the wall, maybe you can have paddle boats, you know, a whole thing. Funnel cakes, even. You
right?
Make it festive.
You have those little dispensers where you can get food and toss it over to the Mexican?
No. Fuck that.
You drop a quarter in.
What's the point of having the wall then?
Like the gators at that gator park, or you put it on fishing line?
No, what you do is on
that
top.
That gator restaurant in Florida.
Oh, good fucking God. What's that called?
I forgot the name of it. Yeah.
But like, the point is.
Where was it? Fort Walton?
Fort Walton Beach.
Fuddruckers.
Yes, Fuddruckers.
Fuddruckers.
Yeah. You put a Fuddruckers there. I love it. And then on top of the wall, you have, you know, people can walk and they can look over at Mexico and maybe we'll have like, I don't know, little like beanbag cannons where you can shoot at the illegals trying to come over.
Like
people
a live
love
video
that.
Game.
Why not?
Awesome.
I feel like a supermodel except like times 10.
How does
be like space invaders. Just brown people coming in. You're like, pew, 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 pew.
I wonder if he knows how insane he sounds sometimes, or is he just like oblivious to that? Trump. Who says I feel like a supermodel except times 10? Who would even say that?
I think he thinks that everything that comes out of his mouth is spun gold.
Ooh.
And
of course,
I think that he never apologizes. He never backtracks. He never, just that one time where he expressed quote regret, wink, wink, smirk, sheepish look on the face. And I really mean that. I really regret.
What was the regret over? The Gold Star family thing?
Sometimes in the heat of speaking, he says things that he didn't mean to say or weren't right or something. I forget what his exact wording was. And especially if it hurt people. And that I regret. But he never said I'm sorry or anything. It was more like...
He never apologized specifically for the comments about Khazer Khan?
It was the kid forced to go next door and apologize to the little old lady for breaking her window playing baseball.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't want to do it, doesn't sure. want to be there, and hates that nasty old bitch. Not that ever happened to me, and I'm living any kind of a flashback whatsoever. So there you go. A few dozen people gathered in protest with signs saying, "You are not welcome. Trump, take Pena with you when you leave," things like that on signs.
Right.
He's not real popular. I mean, really, he's about it at in the 20s, I think.
Why? Rating. Why do people hate that guy so much? Is he like Trump? Is he a dick? He must be a real dick.
I have enough trouble paying attention to what the fuck's going on here.
Yeah, who knows?
I try to tune into what's going on down there.
Who knows from Mexico?
Vice presidential candidate Mike Pence.
Yes.
Said that the talk would be about the border security.
Oh, cool.
He said it would include building the wall.
Jeez.
In the past, Peña Nieto has dismissed Trump's demands Mexico pay for the proposed border wall, and actually likened Trump's tone to the ascent of dictators like, oh, let's say Hitler and Mussolini.
We've got some comps for Trump.
Yeah.
They're not flattering, depending. I mean, unless you're a big, giant racist.
Come meet with me, person who I liken to Hitler and Mussolini.
Well, see, you don't like Hitler, and you look on Mussolini as a negative. But you're not Trumpolo.
I think most do. Oh.
Well, I'm talking about people that live in the woods and burn, you know, crosses.
But I'm saying
that
the president of Mexico
like that.
Said that about Trump the past. Not in a kind way, I don't believe.
So why are they even meeting? They don't even like each other?
I don't believe the president of Mexico belongs to the KKK.
Okay, can we get some confirmation on that?
The dog
yeah.
is jumping right on that. She's all curled up on the chair.
She's tired. Okay, well.
Hillary Clinton is speaking in front of an American Legion veterans group today in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Ohio.
How boring.
Where it's kind of important to be campaigning these days in these swing states, yet Trump is going to, you know, was it last night or the night before? He was in Washington State. He's not going to win Washington State. He's just not going to.
So what the fuck is he doing there?
The theory is that Trump, being the toddler that he is, says, I'm not going anywhere. Because a lot of these rallies are coinciding with these secret meetings with money dudes and dudettes.
Oh, I see.
So they're like, look, we got a private dinner with you, with some high money guys in Seattle.
Right.
Can you fly out there? And
absolutely.
Trump is like, I'm not going unless I could do a rally and have all of my people throw flowers at me.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's what he just wants his ego stroked.
And maybe he's more interested in raising the money rather than trying any swing states.
He hates the money.
He's meeting with a guy.
But he shouldn't be wasting his time.
Yes.
He should meet with the guy and fly to Ohio and do a rally, or fly to Florida and do a rally, or Pennsylvania and do a rally.
So he doesn't want to win.
I don't know what to say. I don't know. I think he does. I just don't think he's doing it real well.
Do you think he's listening to some, like, weird ass math guy
that's Bannon and
giving him some strange strategy.
Well, a lot of people are saying now that it's he got rid of Manafort. But now he put an angel on one shoulder and a devil on the other. Or the devil on the other. And Bannon.
Oh shit.
But he's got poor Kellyanne Conway who's trying to get three or four humans that own vaginas to vote for Trump this coming up at least. And she's the one saying, look, you gotta soften your tone. You can't be this guy you were during the primary. You gotta tone it down. Just a little sea hair. We gotta win these women.
Right.
In the white suburban housewives who just can't stomach the thought of voting for him right now, even though their angry frothing husband that they only touch on
loves
his birthday
it. Yes
is voting Trump.
Trump has the corner in the dudes that get blowjob birthday
and he
blowjobs.
Only deserves to be touched on his birthday.
Oh, right.
By the way, probably doesn't even deserve that.
Right. Oh, I'm sure these husbands that you speak of are real pieces of work. Lovely to hang out with and great conversationalists.
It's quite mutual. Nobody wants to touch it.
In general, I mean, How do you relate to a Trumpolo? I mean, how do you even have a conversation with one of these dudes? I mean, we've seen clips where these guys get mad and they lose it at the press and they're yelling. They just seem like total fucking assholes.
Yeah, and these are older men, like at these rallies. That one guy that we showed, go to crabdiving.com.
Yes.
Previous episodes and stuff. But we showed that one guy who had to be in his 70s, right?
Right.
Flipping the finger off at the media. Fuck you! You traitors! Remember that? You traitors!
Yes.
As he's leaving a Trump rally. This is somebody's grandpa. He's somebody's white-haired grandpa wearing the golf shirt with the fucking stripes on it.
Insane!
And the chino pants pulled up way too high. It's somebody's grandpa walking by and suddenly he's pushed into a rage by this orange idiot.
Right.
To the point where now he turns around and finds the media to be the great devil in the world because they're not reporting the truth.
Fuck you.
Donald Trump is telling him the truth.
he
thinks.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which is baffling to any thinking
but
person.
People are so receptive to what they want to hear.
Yeah.
And that's the evil thing. Like these soft brain motherfuckers. That's all Trump's shit. Yes. Trump is fucking sheep. He's sheep fucking. That's what we like to call this.
Ew.
In the political biz. Don't judge.
Ew.
What is that?
That's the sound that sheeps make when they're fucking. If you're up real close.
Stop it!
So I'm sure the headline over at the Drudge Report. Let's see what the Drudgies are taking into their tiny little brains.
Fuck you.
Oh, look, they're playing with colors. Isn't that cute? Red and green lettering. Trump in Mexico says, stop the illegals. This is NBC New York. It leads to a story.
Oh, shit.
That apparently takes a little while to load. Must have a lot of shenanigans going on this page.
Oh, my God.
Clinton, meanwhile, I'm waiting for that shit, said while she was in Cincinnati, Ohio, this is a desperate move. That's Vicente Fox, former president of Mexico. He's the dude that said, we're not building a fucking wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was great.
And Trump was all like, do you believe he used that potty language?
Oh, my God. Imagine what Trump says.
We've got clips of what Trump says. And that's
Ted Cruz a pussy.
And that works. He goes in front of these people. He goes in front of grandpa with this belt below his nipples.
Oh, yes.
And says, I can't believe they use those awful words like that. And grandpa's like, they're going to hell. They're evil. They use that language.
And then
he says Hillary.
Yeah.
And then grandpa says, fuck Hillary, right in her nasty snatch.
And then grandpa shuffles over to the media pen at these Trump rallies and tells all these reporters that they can burn in hell. Lovely.
Hillary Clinton said, it certainly takes more than trying to make up for more than a year of insults and insinuations by dropping in on our neighbors for a few hours and then flying home again to make things better. Like,
right.
They're wondering if this is going to help Hispanics here in this country change their minds. Oh, he flew and had lunch with the president. He flew on his luxury 747.
Oh, yeah.
Down to Mexico. So he essentially was in a giant flying luxury hotel room, lounging, flew down to Mexico, threw on a suit, met with a dude, had, I'm sure, luxury food, luxury accommodations, back into a limo, back into his flying Hilton. Now he's going to go to Arizona. And you know, it's been said, it's not like he's sitting at a desk poring over the latest in foreign policy recommendations. He's not going through what's come from the State Department.
Oh, yes. Do you think when he's flying, he ever watches a movie?
Yeah.
Like he'll like watch an Adam Sandler film?
Sure.
What do you think he watches?
I think Adam Sandler's probably way up
probably
there.
Probably right.
Probably inaccurate.
What's that movie, White Chicks or something with, I don't know, some dumbass comedy?
He watches those trashy Ilsa She Devil of the SS ones from the 80s. Dude.
What is that?
Nazi softcore.
Jeez.
Ilsa is like some, Google it, Ilsa She Wolf of the SS or Ilsa She Devil. There's a few Ilsa movies.
Does he have a bed on that thing? Is he able to nap when he's on the plane, you think?
Oh yeah, it's full accommodations. He's got a cabin.
So he can change clothes comfortably in that motherfucker?
It's a flying penthouse.
God
damn.
What
do you think is on that thing?
I don't know. Why does he want to be president?
I don't know.
I mean, I hate flying, but I might get used to it in that fucking thing. I mean, you know, I would wake up every day and be like, hey, where are we going to fly to today? Let's go somewhere awesome. He's running for fucking president. What a dickhead.
NBC's NBC says, I can't stop this. Hold on one second, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this a press conference?
Nobody else can hear this, but I'm trying to. It auto-loaded.
Load.
On the, and it just did it again.
God, fuck this auto-load.
Hold
shit.
On one second, ladies and gentlemen. We're working on our technical little difficulties here.
We got these asteroids, and on top of this, we have this auto-load problem.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
When is... And we're not hearing any of this.
I hate when you click on something and then the fucking video comes on whether I want it to or not. Maybe I'm trying to be discreet. Maybe I'm at the workplace and I don't need your shit just fucking all of a sudden
America, Mr. Donald Trump.
Here we go.
Thank you. It is a great honor to be invited by you, Mr. President. A great, great honor. Thank you. We had a very substantive, direct, and constructive
reading
exchange of ideas over quite a period of time. I was straightforward in presenting my views about the impacts of current trade and immigration policies on the United States. As you know, I love the United States very much, and we want to make sure that the people...
You're running for president, you fucking dickhead. I assume. Don't we all assume anyone running for president loves the country? I mean, that you have to mention it is kind of odd.
Just so all
I love
Mexicans
it.
Know.
Oh, I love this fucking country so fucking much, man. What a wacko.
Very well protected. You equally make sure that the people of the United States are very well protected.
Wait a second.
Make sure that the people
can't go back.
And immigration policies on the United States. As you know, I love the United States very much. And we want to make sure that the people of the United States are very well protected. You equally expressed your feelings and your love for Mexico. The United States and Mexico share a 2,000-mile border.
We got together... And we each agreed that we love our own countries.
What?
$500 billion in annual trade and 1 million legal border crossings each and every day. We are united by our support for democracy, a great love.
Anyway,
God, what the fuck is the
boring
point?
Trump.
What is his point? We both love democracy. Okay, well, okay, right. Proceed. Okay, commence with the sucking off.
But it was also...
Who cares?
You know, he talked about immigration, but he didn't say... he said that they stopped... He said his remarks, it must be solved quickly. After he met with the president... he said the United States and Mexico must work to end illegal immigration together. It must be solved quickly.
Bigly.
His remarks covered what he said were the two countries' shared interests.
Oh, yeah.
Stopping the flow.
Oh, jeez.
Giant border tampon. of illegal immigration and guns across the border.
That's a strategy. Oh, yes. All of that. What about ISIS?
And and he insisted that countries should have a right to build a wall on their border. He didn't mention which country would pay for it. So that didn't arise.
When you say, when you make the centerpiece of your policy, we're building the biggest wall in history in between this country and another country. That I don't know how we ask him questions that don't pertain to that. And then when he goes to Mexico, that's, I feel like we should hear something about this fucking wall. What does this president think about this fucking wall that he's talking about?
Trump said, we did discuss the wall. We didn't discuss payment of the wall. That will be at a later date when responding to a reporter's question.
You fucking bullshit artist.
I don't think there was any kind of a press conference or anything after that. I think it was kind of statements. I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm not seeing anything about a press conference. I don't think they would... I don't think that would happen. He wouldn't be that dumb. Former president, as we said, Vicente Fox was quoted on CNN saying, we don't like him. We don't want him. We reject his visit. He called the trip a political stunt. Former First Lady Margarita Zavala tweeted out, we Mexicans have dignity and we reject your hate speech.
Yeah. How the fuck is... Of all the places to go, he's going to Mexico. Is this too... I guess you mentioned it earlier. Maybe he's trying to endear himself to the Mexican-Americans living in this country that he's threatening to deport?
he also was... Now, tonight is when he does this alleged big immigration. He's going to... finally tell us what his immigration policy is in his speech tonight in Arizona, allegedly. Bigly.
Is it true that when he went down to Mexico, the president served up Taco Bowls? Was it Taco Bowls?
Oh, yeah. I want to try all of your best food here. Give me some of your chimichanga.
What did he say about that taco? I got to look that up. That Taco Bowl
I'm sure
thing?
He didn't eat. What about it?
What was his quote? It was so fucking stupid.
Just, I love Mexico, or I love the Mexicans. It was a visual. He tweeted out a picture of himself on Cinco de Mayo, I think, enjoying a taco bowl. But then it was an ad for Trump, for the restaurant in Trump Tower, right? Because mm-hmm. It was like, they have the best taco bowls at the...
Happy hashtag Cinco de Mayo. The best taco bowls are made in Trump Tower Grill. Oh my God, dude. And then he says, I love Hispanics.
Oh, Hispanics.
Then he says, I love Hispanics.
I forgot about that.
What in the fuck is wrong with him?
Spectacular.
Who even thinks that's okay? He's alone.
I love those little brown guys. I wave to them when we drive by Home Depot. I love those little guys.
The taco bowl, man. You know what? Listen, I've had a taco bowl. I'm guilty of taco bowling, and I love it. I love it! But I'm not going to tweet out on Cinco de Mayo, I love all Hispanics and taco bowls. Thanks for the taco bowl.
Get off my lawn.
Shit, man.
Yeah, get off his lawn, man.
Who invented a taco bowl? What, were they even Mexican? Was it? Is this a white man thing? It's a white man bullshit thing.
Gassy
balls. Shut up.
Bowl. Not balls.
Come on, Pat.
Get with the picture, you
fucking turn that hearing aid up, you Christo Ninny Skeksis.
wonder if Pat's ringing in on what's going on with Trump in Mexico.
Oh, here's what he'll say. Trump, yeah, I hate Mexico. Fuck them. I don't know.
No, when the cameras are on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love Mexico. I love Trump.
I've got a... We've got some follow-up news. Played a clip.
Crab diving follow-up.
The other day of the new... Super duo touring
super
the Christosphere.
Oh yes,
of Ben Carson
ooh
and his Robin Kirk Cameron.
Oh god, fucking damn it, I forgot about those two idiots,
Twatman and Robin.
Hey, can we get another round of asteroids? Thank you. God,
Kirk Cameron and Ben Carson are hosting an event that will feature, quote, storytelling, worship, inspirational speakers, and musical performances that will awaken audiences to return home engaged and committed to making a difference in the real world.
Okay, everybody.
It's called the Revive Us event.
Okay, everyone, please. You Christians and stuff, please stop fooling yourselves. You don't enjoy going to these church events. You don't enjoy this Christian fucking shit music that you make yourself listen to. You hate that. There's nothing entertaining about what you're doing. Why are you engaging in this mundane shit?
On a recent, listen, My Faith Votes.
What the fuck?
Conference call.
Oh, okay.
This is that organization that they're forming to try to get the Christo ninnies out to vote. They still think, wasn't this number on, I think it was the clip we heard the other day where Ben Carson said, 35 million Christians did not vote in the last election.
Oh, no.
And if they get out, they will elect a president just by themselves. All they have to do is vote. Well, on this conference call, this My Faith Votes conference call.
Yes.
Ben Carson explicitly called for listeners to back Trump.
Why would they do that if they're Christians? I mean, do you guys think he's your guy?
Earlier in the year on one of these calls, he had said that this election is life or death moment for America.
Didn't Jesus say that it's harder for a rich man to get into heaven than it is to shove a fucking camel through a needle hole? Something like that.
Roughly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
he's a big rich asshole flying around on his fucking plane. What is godly about this dick fuck?
Christians in America are discouraged, hopeless, and afraid. Just a few words Christian actor, speaker, and author Kirk Cameron says he plans to do something about. And he joins us now for an exclusive interview to announce this nationwide event. Kirk, thank you so much for being with us. What are you hearing across America as you travel and
speak? Stop it! I'm sorry. I can't. I know. This is going to be a tough one to get through. Do we have to refer to him as a fucking author? Do we really? Really?
Well, wrote a book?
God, man, regular Graham fucking Greene. Fuck you.
That's a great question. And I do go to churches all over the country.
I hate that. I really hate that.
That's a great question.
That's a great question. Of course it's a fucking great question. I'm a professional, you asshole.
I'm a goddamn journalist interviewing you.
It's a great question. Thank you for your validation.
That's like watching Yvonne Lindell and say, hey, nice stroke.
The politicians do that, though, too. Well, not Trump, because he's Trump, but
that's a great question.
Yeah, all the regular politicians, including Madam Secretary, they do that. Oh, I'm glad you asked that. That's a great question.
Why are you such a bitch?
I'm glad you asked that.
Why doesn't somebody be real and say, oh God, I hate that question. It fucking sucks. But listen, I'm gonna answer it anyway. Or how about the fuck am I doing here?
That's the dumbest question I've heard today.
And here's my answer.
You're a fucking moron.
Yeah, you're stupid.
That's kind of what Trump is saying, I guess.
And author Kirk Cameron says he plans to do something about, and he joins us now for an exclusive interview to announce this nationwide event. Kirk, thank you so much for being with us. What are you hearing across America as you travel and speak?
That's a great question. And I do go to churches all over the country helping to strengthen marriages. And what I hear people saying,
fuck you.
I help strengthen marriages.
Fuck you. Oh, my God. What are you doing? You're a shitcom actor. You're on something known as a shitcom. and you fucked your shitcom career up because you found Jesus or something like that. Am I understanding this correctly?
He helps. He strengthens marriages.
Why? What do you do?
No, how?
I don't know. He prays. Don't be fucking ridiculous. Jesus. He prays to Jesus.
Often is, I feel so overwhelmed and demoralized by the darkness, by the moral decay. I feel it's just crowding in on my kids and my family.
Fuck you.
And they want to know, where's the power of the church? Where is the hope? Is this just the last days and it's all over?
Yes. And it's in my balls. It's in my balls, you little fucking loser.
Where's the magic?
Oh, yeah, it's right. It's in, fuck, who cares? There's no magic, stupid, you fucking idiot.
What I want people to think about is that media will bombard you with so much that they want you to focus on.
Media will bombard you with all these facts and science and statistics and math and reality and shit. They're going to try to distract you from the real thing, which is loving the Lord and sending us money.
Oh, my God. God, Kirk Cameron, shove it up your white privileged fucking ass, you.
But God tells us to focus on other things. In this election cycle, some people are looking for a king to wave the magic wand and fix the foreign relations and fix the economy and racial problems. We don't need a king. We already have a king.
Wait a second!
And his foreign policies are perfect. He's the ruler of the nations. His border control...
He's talking about the Lord.
He's admonishing us for trying to elect someone who he says we think is going to wave a magic wand and fix everything. Dude, you're telling me to pray to Jesus and trust in him. Man, well, that's magic!
He's just going to tell you that there's one king.
Problems. We don't need a king. We already have a king, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his
Fuck
foreign
you.
Policies are perfect. He's the ruler of the nations. His border control is excellent. He says to the ocean, you come this far and no further.
His border control
you are
is great.
Fucking
the
moronic.
The Lord is a great wall, man.
Hey,
the Kirk, Lord makes a great wall.
Kirk, do you think God could take a time off? I guess that's why God can't cure leukemia or baby AIDS or
I
whatever.
Guess it's
because
fun
he's,
to just...
Dude, he's too busy controlling the goddamn tides.
I just don't understand foisting over all responsibility for everything to an entity that, I mean, there's no evidence has ever responded.
Oh yeah.
Anyway,
that's a good point.
Anyway,
but but are they trying to tell us to vote for someone? Because I thought there's no point in it, right? I mean, why do we vote? Why do we do anything, Kirk? Why don't I just sit around, you know, fucking shitting my pants all day? And we'll let God handle everything. Why does God let me shit my pants?
You shit your pants?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, why do we care? Why do we get up and do anything?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I mean, that's what he's saying. If God takes care of everything, why do we bother with anything?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the except make sure you send them money.
Oh, yes. That,
don't stop sending them money and buying his book and buying Ray Comfort's book. And meanwhile, he pulls out a banana.
Right. A banana. What do you mean?
You've seen that one? That's Ray Comfort's kind of famous fail. Ray Comfort's an Australian Christo ninny.
Good guy.
Who is, you know, he's the one who always comes out, seems like weekly, with a YouTube video.
Proof that atheism is wrong.
Eat my dick.
And one of them was, he says he was making a joke, but it just fell flat. But he was saying, look at the banana. Look at the design of the banana, how perfectly it fits in the human hand.
Well, thank you. Say yes.
How could it not be designed by the Lord? And then a lot of people are like,
what?
That thing you're holding these days is very little resembling to the Lord's bananas from 100 years ago. This yellow,
the Lord has Chiquita, bananas.
The yellow Chiquita thing that we have these days.
Right.
Has been modified and changed.
How?
And crossbred and everything to make these nice long skinny bundles of gooey joy.
Crossbred, what does that mean? I mean some fucking half-breed banana? No way.
Well, they put a smaller banana with a big banana. They play some music.
Kinky.
Some
you
know, and
fruit
rape. Let nature help, let nature go. It's course.
So two bananas have sex, and then we get this weird banana that fits perfectly into my hand.
But his argument was the banana is obvious proof of intelligent design because it fits in man's hand. Oh, and yes. Lord knows. Well, what about fucking pineapples then?
Right. Hey, let's see what else that banana fits in.
Pineapples are really fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
There ain't nothing easy about eating a pineapple. It don't fit in my hand.
Yeah, shove it up your ass.
Doesn't come all, well, I mean, now it does.
What do you mean?
All sliced into rings and shit.
Are you saying pineapples have interbred amongst themselves? No, now I'm saying, oddly shaped.
Now the Lord gives us dole, which slices them for us and shoves them in a can.
Yeah. Hey, God, I have a question. Why do you even bother with that? Why don't you just make the pineapple and then somehow shove it into my gullet? Why do I have to go pick it?
I don't know why I started playing.
Why are we in Africa?
Yeah, that's where everything started.
Oh, that's true. Is that true? Did everything start in Africa? How do you know? Were you there?
Well, yeah, I was. There was Pangea a long, long time ago.
That's not Africa.
One could say, well, part.
Yes.
But I thought the general consensus is that most of us, the human line that we are currently members of, started from our common ancestor goes back to somewhere in Africa.
Did we evolve from a banana?
Could be wrong.
Did we evolve from a banana?
Perfectly food. Designed.
Yeah.
I've got a story, another follow-up, ladies and gentlemen, here.
Crab diving.
The lovely sovereign state of North Carolina.
Fuck you, boy. Show me that dick.
Pat McCrory.
I got to check that dick.
We don't have any other news on that yet. But
yes. Dick checkers.
On that front. But the U.S. Supreme Court, SCOTUS. Today.
Fuck you.
In a partially divided.
Oh, yes.
North Carolina was axing for the Supreme Court to reinstate their voter ID law for the November election.
Oh.
We need it now because all the fraud.
Dude.
What about all those what about all the fraud, I mean?
Right. Is Jesus for voter suppression? Is he like that or no?
Of course he is.
Why do we even vote?
That means black people are going to vote.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Jesus likes black people, does he not? Or does he? No. But
not,
Jesus
not
was
American
black.
Ones. Only like Ben Carson. Only a few.
Right.
Handful of acceptable blacks. The Supreme Court today rejected North Carolina's whiny little bitchy bid to try to reinstate their horrible voting restrictions.
Oh, shit.
An emergency, Ryan. We need, you know, there's a stay on it because of a lower court's ruling saying this is some bullshit.
There's
this
a lot
is
of voter
racist.
Fraud out there.
Yeah,
there.
This is racist.
Isn't there tons of voter fraud?
I believe the survey on that would say 0.0 voter fraud happening, basically.
Show me voter fraud.
The Supreme Court 4-4 decision because, you know, they won't fill the ninth spot. And Scalia had a grabber or whatever. Might have taken him from us.
Oh, shit. I didn't mean to laugh when you said that. Sorry.
Divided in 4-4, rejected a request made by Republican Governor Pat McCrory.
Yeah.
An appeals court ruled last month that the 2013 law discriminates against minority voters. It would have taken 5 votes on SCOTUS for the emergency request to be granted. So they said, no, sorry. So it's going to wend its way through the courts and won't make the November deadline. So that means that their horrible law, voter suppression attempts, at least this one, will not be carried through.
So did you say what the vote was, you know?
4-4.
4-4, okay. Jeez.
Scary, though.
Very scary.
Had Scalia still been with us, there's no doubt how that would have gone.
Well, you don't know. I mean, God works in mysterious motherfucking ways, right?
Black people wouldn't be able to vote, let's say, in the next election if Scalia was still with us.
It's so weird. Why is it Republicans that don't want minorities to vote? You ever think about that? So strange.
It's perplexing. As Trump has a 0-1%.
Maybe they come off kind of racist, you know, in what they say and the bills they pass, you know, and that's a little off-putting.
Yeah, and Trump's outreach is, look at how you guys are killing each other. None of you are educated. None of you stay with your wives. I'm going to change that.
Yeah.
What the hell else have you? What the hell else have you got to lose?
That was good. And for minorities, I mean, you know, his outreach efforts could be better. What about that kid that went to a Trump rally and then was profiled by his goons and kicked out of the rally? Remember that kid?
Yeah.
An Arab kid. And now he's just like, fuck it. I'm not voting for
Trump. A couple weeks
anymore.
Ago, not that long ago. I've got a couple.
You know, it's weird. How do we even know? It's so strange that even like the goings on and everything that surrounds a Trump rally. If you think about other candidates, I mean, do you really hear about the bullshit that goes on with the press and people's rallies? I mean, we are learning things about campaigns through Trump that we just never hear about because he's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
And there's so much chaos surrounding his campaign. I mean, since when did you hear about people getting beat up at a political rally?
Chicago in the 60s, right?
In the Richie Daley bullshit.
Yeah. So there we go. We'll keep our eye on that. But as now, it's not looking good for the racists of North Carolina who want to keep black people from voting. It's racist. Yeah, that's right. I was going to say it might not even be 100% racist. If black people would just start voting Republican, those damn black people would just start voting Republican, then they wouldn't have to put all these laws out, right?
Yeah, come on. Why won't you guys vote for Republicans? Why? What do you got to lose?
Frequently here on the big show, we've talked about how baffled we are.
Yes.
And convinced we are that Shepard Smith over at Fox must have a picture of Roger Ailes doing something with someone on Toward.
You know why I love
Maybe Shep Smith did the casting couch with Roger.
Oh, yes. I love Shep Smith, man. He's so funny. That one blooper he has about J-Lo or whatever it is, the curb job.
Oh, instead of a blow job. Yeah.
Damn, it's so...
His apology is so sad.
God, it's so good.
Sorry about that earlier. Won't do it again. So... Today, you know, so frequently he's like the voice of reason over on fucking Fox News. Like he'll say stuff in the middle of the day that we can't understand how he gets away with it. Like he'll tell people that, you know, there's probably not going to be a wall. Shit like that. That he says things about gay marriage that must have driven them nuts. Well, again, he done crossed the line.
Fuck you.
Here's a little bit of Shep Smith.
Oh, my God. I love this guy.
Today, there's a shit storm on the conservative social media.
Yeah. Do you ever see, like, you ever watch him on Fox? He wears a lot of, like, rouge. I mean,
he's quite made up.
He wants his face to pop.
One tweet. Let's sue Fox News for defamation. Defamation. For all their lies. We, the American people, deserve better. Another tweet. Oh, my God. Shep Smith just said that North Carolina voter ID laws are designed to keep minorities from coming out to vote. Fox News should fire him. I'll read some of these others after we hear Shep's from Shep's.
Jeez.
Glossy lips himself.
Oh, yeah. Very
over
glossy.
At Fox today. Hot off the presses.
What he says, that's next. And we've just gotten an AP News alert out of the state of North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, Associated Press, and I quote, the U.S. Supreme Court refuses to restore North Carolina's GOP-backed voter ID and its reduction in early voting days. North Carolina had put in one of those you have to show an ID rules, which so often in Republican states are designed to keep some minorities from coming out and being able to vote. And they have tried to reduce the number of voting days. The U.S. Supreme Court says that will not happen. Those rules will not go into effect in North Carolina this cycle. Still waiting.
Fuck you.
They be losing their mind for 8 seconds of audio where Shep Smith said that you have to show an ID rules, which so often in Republican states are designed to keep some minorities from being able to vote. and they tried to reduce the number of voting days. The Supreme Court says that will not happen. Losing their mind.
Has Shep Smith ever addressed the fact that he, out of all the voices on Fox, he's got to be the most progressive, right? I mean, I know it's a low fucking bar.
Yeah, I guess.
So what's his explanation for that?
He does his show.
Right.
Maybe. They let him.
Does no one ever ask him, hey, Shep, why do you have so many, like, liberal stances? Like, what's up with that? You're on Fox.
At Trump Nation X on the Twitter.
Yes.
Shep Smith is a fucking alien. Not illegal. No, an actual fucking alien. He's been creepy as fuck his whole life.
Imagine, dude, living your whole life being creepy as fuck. That must be exhausting, Shep. You gotta stop.
Somebody else tweeted, Shep Smith of Fox News just reported GOP was pro-voter ID to prevent minorities from voting. Switch to all caps. Fire that asswipe.
What the fuck is up with people?
Here's another one. Boycott Fox News liar Shepard Smith. Oh, but there's seldom any kind of punctuation in these because they only got 140 to work with. Boycott Fox News.
An 80 IQ.
Liar Shepard Smith just said Trump called Mexican immigrants rapist and murderers. You lying SOB. He some. You asshole.
What in the fuck does that mean? I know you're angry. Use your words. Use your fucking words, right?
Shep likes to lie. He is a liberal. Oh, you see what they did there?
Hilarious.
No, Shep is a fag that ain't never going to vote Trump. He needs fired for his comments.
Hey, needs fired for his comments. Fuck you.
Wielding the F word.
Ooh, man, these guys are so angry they can't even talk right.
And finally, this guy says, Shep Smith is auditioning for MSNBC.
Hey, he's auditioning for crab diving. I got to tell you, Shep, if I don't know what happens at Fox, if you indeed get fired, you're welcome at this network.
Absolutely welcome.
We'd love to
have
you.
Slight pay cut.
Oh, yeah.
You'll have to be willing to accept.
Right.
A slight adjustment in your salary.
But we're so much fun.
We are.
We're fun. I guarantee you're more fun than Fox.
Oh, he's probably got stories.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Demi,
he's a good soldier, though, apparently.
Was he ever, like a hardline conservative on that network? I mean,
I think Shep has said some questionable shit too, but nothing.
I mean, did he evolve? I'm trying to get at, like, did something happen at Fox? Did someone say something at Fox where he was just so turned off with their views that he was like, fuck it, I'm gonna say what I want from now on. They can suck my dick. I wonder how.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was there an evolution, or are we just now noticing? I wonder if he was always like that.
You know, we've been doing stories of Shep every once in a while for a long time now, of where he speaks the truth, and we're wondering why the hell he's still allowed on Fox.
But he's been on for years.
Yeah,
man.
Forever.
Since 9/11, at least. I remember him reporting on 9/11. I remember him asking, I don't know, they had some talking head from the CIA. Who knows if the guy was actually from the CIA? It was Fox News. He was like, what the hell is going on? He was so dramatic. I wonder if he had like sort of a moment of clarity?
I don't know. Possible.
Interesting.
I think he may have always been that way and just
decided to speak up. Fuck this.
Maybe he was hired to be the liberal voice.
No. Do you think they do that?
I don't know. They had Beckel. Remember Bob Beckel?
No.
We put him in quotes for liberal. He was the guy that was that older guy, that kind of union-y guy. He was like,
Oh, yeah. I know you're
like
talking about.
Like Ed Schultz.
Right.
That type of guy. Just
Ed Schultz
big,
light.
Big dude, old iron worker type of union guy type of guy. And Beckel, a lot of the times, would espouse the what we would accept as liberal stance over on Fox.
Yes.
But a lot of times he was also just batshit crazy. He said a lot of sexist things. He's a dirty old man kind of thing. Allegedly.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Shep Smith.
So they're losing their minds on the social medias over Shep Smith.
It's so funny because does that seem like a... That's not really like a new thing he brings up. I mean, doesn't everybody sort of understand that the Republicans with this voter ID shit, it's inherently racist? I mean, don't we all sort of understand that? I mean, even the GOP, they have to know deep down that what they're doing is fucking racist.
Well, they've admitted that... I don't know if any of them admitted the racist part, but they have admitted that it's to keep Democrats from voting. That has nothing to do with voter with fraud whatsoever. Right. That's just a lie. Okay. Remember, a few of them have accidentally slipped.
Oh yeah,
been like, oh, you know, yeah, we think we'll do okay because of the new voter ID law.
it's so weird.
Shh, ixnay on that.
You know, it's so strange if you think it's so America. That, like, you know, that's so much like the kind of paranoia we embrace, like to have laws against something that doesn't exist, that we don't even need to exist. But you sort of play out that scenario of you like imagining it happening. It's like these fuckers with these guns, you know, they're all waiting for a home invasion. And how many home invasions do we have a year?
Right.
Hardly any. But yet we're all ready for it.
Right. And how many illegals are pouring over your fence? In Ames, Iowa.
All of them.
They're coming for our children.
In Iowa. They're coming for our corn.
You know that Steve King's number one, his number one issue.
But he's in Iowa.
Illegal. Right. But then he goes home and he tells the people that the economic depression that's been brought on by his people's trickle down fucking economics for the last 40 to 50 years.
Yes.
He doesn't even mention that. The reason that you guys are suffering economically
Mexican.
Is because those damn brown people are taking your jobs. But I walk down the street. I never see a Mexican in my life. Well, don't. It doesn't matter. They're taking all of your jobs.
God, that is so like, didn't Hitler do something like that? Didn't he blame the Jews for everything?
There you go, yeah.
I mean, fucking Eric Trump, he came out and said, well, that's what, didn't he say something like, that's what's good, that's why Germany's having such a hard time, all the Syrians. Or he said that about us or something.
Trump said that, too, that's why they don't like Angela Merkel, is because she let in all those Syrians that are now swamping the whole country.
And whenever you bring up Angela Merkel, all I do, and you know what I'm going to say.
I know what you're thinking of.
I just said George Bush rubbing her fucking shoulders. I mean... What the fuck? What the fuck?
And to the C students, too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
A couple days ago, we played a clip of Glenn Beck, who was reassuring everyone that he's going to stand up for the First Amendment. He's not going to reveal... He says he doesn't even know the identity of the anonymous source that accused a Saudi Arabian dude who was actually it turned out to be a victim of the Boston bombing.
Okay.
But he was on one of these videos early on. And when they brought him in and let him go, they decided he didn't have anything to do with it, but not good enough for Glenn Beck, because Glenn Beck had a secret anonymous source that told him that this guy was actually bankrolling the whole deal.
Oh, shit.
He can't believe that they let him go. Obviously, the Obama administration is in with ISIS and the Muslim Brotherhood, and they're conspiring to let this guy go.
Oh, shit, man.
So this guy's turned around and fucking sued Glenn Beck for his ass. The latest was that it's going forward. Judge allowed the lawsuit to proceed.
You know what I'd like more than anything? I hope Glenn Beck gets sued and then he has to, this is crazy, but then he has to sell that blaze of the facilities in Texas at a really low rate. Can we move
crab diving compound
to the blaze? Now listen, I know it's in
Texas. You know what might happen? It might be Trump might buy that shit.
Oh, really?
I saw an article yesterday that if they're thinking about putting together any kind of a media empire after Trump's failed election.
Yes.
that they think it'll resemble not like Fox News, but it'll be something more like The Blaze,
where
it'll be a one-stop shop website with news, and then you also have your studios where you film your live shows.
Right. That's fucking hilarious. I would love that. I would have... Hey, if we take over The Blaze, can we... I want to turn...
There's a shooting range outside the back, right? Way cool.
Well, I was about to say, can we turn that into something else? Please?
What?
I don't want a shooting range. No guns. There's no guns at my Blaze. There's plenty of guns in Texas. You need more guns? Please. You don't need guns there.
Tennis lanes?
Yes, tennis. There
practice,
you go.
Practice
See?
Lanes for tennis?
There you go. Rackets,
probably put
not
a whole tennis court.
Or whatever.
I don't know how big it is. The range that they have. Remember, Glenn Beck, we had that vine for a
Motherfucker,
while.
Motherfucker, we're talking about putting a... Oh, yeah, that vine.
But don't forget, it's Texas.
We're talking about putting a tennis
court.
You want
court. Crab diving to end up in Texas?
No, there's plenty of room for a tennis court there.
It's Texas. 174 degrees and climbing, thanks to global
indoor.
Warming that doesn't
indoor.
Exist.
Indoor! Indoor!
Oh, you're putting a roof over it.
Yeah.
Latest from Glenn Beck.
Fuck you.
He's ringing in on, you know, we've had some, yesterday we talked a little bit about the Colin Kaepernick thing.
Yes.
Sitting down through the national anthem, how the ninnies are losing their shit, losing their mind. Yesterday, it gave me hope, warmed the dark, deep black crevices of my cockles. And to see that yesterday trending on the Twitter.
Trending on Twitter.
Was veterans stand with Kaepernick or something like that.
Right.
But it was actual veterans tweeting out with that hashtag saying, I served in Nam. I'm 100% with Kaepernick. I just came back from Iraq. I'm 100% with Kaepernick. It was just an overwhelming number of tweets of people saying, look, I fought the right wing nut jobs who were wearing their Make America Great Again hats and a Stars and Stripes shirt with a Stars and Bars patch on it. Are screaming, he ain't a patriot. He should be punished. Throw him in jail. There should be laws that you have to stand for the national anthem because those troops didn't die for him
God.
To sit there. When these guys are saying just the opposite.
It must
no, we died.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. People died and we went to war and we protected the country so that he could sit there.
Right.
And not stand for the national anthem.
And those people have an understanding of what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah. And you could say you disagree with them. You think it was shitty. It's disrespectful. Who? I don't care. Disrespect ain't illegal.
No, there's no law.
These are the same people that think that cops should be able to just walk down the street and just whack people on the side of the head with a billy club.
Right.
And you thank you, sir, may I have another. Don't disrespect the cops. Yeah. They disrespected the cop. If that's not illegal, that's not illegal. You can walk up to a cop and say, fuck you.
God, and you know what Trump says about the police? It's like he's not even living in the reality that we're in. It's like he's denying. It's like he's denying the shit that went on with Eric Garner and Michael Brown. You know what I mean?
Walter Scott.
It goes on and on and on. I mean, you know.
So, ringing in on race relations here.
Hello.
And what I really, I'll just never be able to understand is
yes.
if any of these, well, let's call them racists, were to sit down and try to explain to me how Barack Obama is singularly responsible for the decay of race relations here in the United States the past 7 years when... For no reason whatsoever, really, they decided 7.5 years ago to try to delegitimize his presidency, not say he's a screaming liberal. Oh, look at how liberal he is. We hate him. We don't believe he's a citizen.
I mean, nuts.
We don't believe he's an American.
They hate
his brown skin so much. They've been desperate for 7.5 years, of which this orange little handed dude
yes.
is one of their leaders in the Truther movement. To
Why
try
didn't
to
they
delegitimize
go after
the president?
Mitt Romney. Why didn't they go after Mitt Romney for this shit before he was?
Well,
know,
Ryan, what? He's really white.
Oh shit! And what about Ted Cruz? The Canadian motherfucker.
A very rare few of them had the scruples enough to say, well, we don't like Ted Cruz either because he wasn't born in America. Very, very, very right. few it's of the people that were screaming about Obama's lack of citizenship.
Do you think it's about race?
For new listeners, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to share the crabs, spread the crabs on all of our social medias. We appreciate it. We're likes are flying at our Facebook page. We appreciate the hell out of that. We're going to be hitting 10,000 really soon.
You like us. You really fucking
and,
like us.
Lots of downloads and stuff. We appreciate that shit. God, here we go again. I had a great point, and I just got sidetracked by the promo.
That's all right.
What were we talking about?
It'll come back. What you're asking me?
What was Trump? The specific topic.
Specificity. Hey, if anybody remembers what we were just talking about, please tweet us at crab diving.
Regardless.
Yeah. It was like immigration. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. We're talking about Kaepernick.
Kaepernick and race relations and cops. Things like that. I don't know. Blaming Trump, blaming Obama.
Right. Oh, yeah. Going after Obama. He was born in Kenya.
Right.
How could you forget?
Glenn Beck is... What side do you think Glenn Beck falls on with the race relations here in the country?
Oh, I think he believes they're at an all-time low. This president, the first black president, is horrible to black people.
You are correct, sir.
Barack Obama, when he was elected, was a miss of the greatest opportunity any president has ever had. If Barack Obama would have been a uniter, not a divider.
This is what I don't get. How... is he a divider? They think he's a divider. And these ninnies will tell you, if you can dab away the drool and understand what they're saying for a moment, they will tell you that he's a divider because he tells everybody that the police are racist. And he thinks it's okay that Black Lives Matter is out there saying kill cops. But, which none of the above is happening.
Yeah.
0.0 of the above is happening.
That's fiction.
Listen to any of his speeches after any of these things, and he's even he called out the black community for the crime rates that are going on in the black community.
But doesn't he acknowledge, though, that
exactly
that we do have a problem with our police?
Well, and what's the underlying reason behind increased violence? It's not because blacks be violent.
No one.
Or blacks be dumb.
Wait, they're not just inherently evil?
Well, according to Breitbart, they are. That whole website. There was an article I saw last night that said, really, going through analyzing all the stories over at Breitbart, now that their poobah is running Trump's campaign, there's a belief that blacks are less intelligent.
That's so fucked up.
That's just what it is.
That's fucked up. And that's the guy running Trump's campaign. I mean, he is running an inherently fucking racist, xenophobic campaign.
And this is complete obliviousness to the obvious, which they don't see. I mean, I guess it's not that obvious, but systemic, cultural, economic, giant taint of racism that has descended upon them.
How do we fight this giant taint, this racist giant taint? What are we supposed to do?
Some of them really think after the Civil War.
Yes.
Well, what more do you want?
Oh,
it's all equal. They think that the moment the Civil War that was done, the Emancipation Proclamation was read, we're all equal.
But at that point, black people couldn't vote.
All right.
We can't do a lot of fucking things.
Let's say right now, black people can't get loans for businesses in black neighborhoods. Businesses can't get loans. It's called redlining. They won't. There's just systemic.
Does that really exist?
Of course it does.
It's not a myth?
No.
Okay.
But they think it's completely equal. There's no systemic racism. There's no bigotry whatsoever involved in this.
And
even though our country has pushed black people into ghettos and kept them poor.
Right. And you know,
culturally and economically as a system.
It's so funny, too, because like, when you talk about, when anybody talks about how do we fix this, what do? And you mention like affirmative action, people will say, well, wait a second. You can't fix racism with racism. I mean, how do you fucking deal with that argument? Because anyone making that argument...
Because they assume that it's an equal playing field.
Right.
They don't think there is racism.
They're not acknowledging the reality that we're in. Right. The reality is if white people had to deal with the same shit, their lives would be different.
And they,
right? I mean, well, does that make sense?
Even though you can tell them, look, in any economically depressed area, okay, let's find an area of Europe that's Eastern Europe that's very economically depressed area and everybody's white. Guess what happens? There's a lot of crime. And guess what? It happens. It's a lot of white on white crime.
Oh, yes.
Because guess what's happening? They're going after each other because that's the neighborhood they're in.
Right.
But add on top of that.
They are.
Add on top of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to use the metaphor chains of systemic, cultural, economic racism.
Yeah.
On top of being an economically depressed area. So you're going to have higher crime rates to begin with. So now you take an inner city black neighborhood, which is kept poor, and then throw on the fact that if any of those black people walks out of that neighborhood, they're an N-word, and we better keep an eye on them.
And they're profiled, right?
Right.
They're profiled by the fucking cops.
So you know, that's what these white people don't understand. They can't imagine walking into a room and that there's a lot of people in this country that right away would think less of you because your skin is dark.
You can't.
And that's it.
They can't empathize with that. Yep. They've never experienced anything similar. You know what's crazy? I was thinking about yesterday's show. I believe, didn't we talk about gerrymandering for a bit?
Probably, sure. Yeah.
I mean, now just layer on that. And so now these neighborhoods, well, they're not even...
Their representation is diluted or gone.
They don't even have a voice in government,
right,
even though they're voting. That is fucked up. And it has to be fixed. Right?
But there's no racism, right?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, if you bring up racism, you bring up any of that, and you're like, hey, you're playing the race card. Why are you bringing race into it?
Race baiting. You're wraith baiting. And then... When you tell them about these studies, Ferguson, Baltimore,
yes,
these other cities where the study comes back and says, look, this is racist-y.
Right.
I like a lot.
It's
like, you guys are disproportionately targeting black people. And they say, well, black people do more of the crime.
Fuck you.
Uniter, not a divider, and would have been a healer of race relations. We would have taken off in a complete...
What does that mean? Just shut the fuck up,
right,
Negroes. And so, there was a great tweet. I don't remember the exact wording of it, but somebody said that it had to do with, like, shut up, like, Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
And that they're telling blacks that if you're going to protest, protest quiet and peacefully. Colin Kaepernick sits down and protests quiet and peacefully, and they lose their fucking skull.
Right.
Can't win.
In a completely different direction, and we would have had a whole new American century in front of us.
There could have been a lot of healing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. It would have been the greatest thing that ever happened. I think it will go down as the big...
What does healing race relations to these... terminally white assholes,
I don't know,
have to do? I mean, what does that mean? What's the definition of them? What could Obama have done to be a healer of race relations?
I'll tell you, he could not have called out the police for being for the institutional racism.
I think he should acknowledge the fact that the black on black crime, stop trying to blame it on the police.
Dude, it's like, I don't get it. See, like, to me, Obama with this stuff, he's trying to be more inclusive. He's trying to say that our police have to treat black citizens like they treat anybody else fairly. They have to be treated fairly. Gay people can get married just like straight people. Mm. We were talking about being more inclusive, but these fucknuts, they don't see it like that. They're doing what you were talking about yesterday. By giving gay people the right to be married, you're taking away their white rights.
Yes, somehow, inexplicably. I don't know.
By not profiling people, you're taking away their right. Their well, but
they
rights.
Love they love to bring up the fact that, well, what about these Christian businesses that have to do it? Well, first of all, we have the explanation for that, which is if you're going to participate in our free capitalistic society, everybody plays. We don't have you can't do that.
Dude.
You can't do that. You don't get to discriminate. You can't hang a no Negro sign. You can't hang a no faggot sign. Sorry. As right. much as you would love to, Christian.
We have guess to share all our toys.
And guess what we also can't do? Hang no Christian signs. It also protects you, you idiots. Yeah, you morons.
Believe me, we got to put up with your sky god bullshit all the fucking time. Jesus. Oh, my God.
But they don't
Starbucks
want...
made a red fucking coffee cup. There's no Jesus on it. Yeah, fuck you.
They don't want equal. They want privilege.
Oh, absolutely.
It's just that simple. And in areas where they've had privilege and are now being called out on it, they're losing their mind, and that equals persecution.
They're fucking children. You guys are fucking babies. Not you're fucking babies. I mean, like, you're you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
What do you mean we can't pray before the football game anymore?
No, you can't. You can pray. Just sit there and pray silently.
You know what? You had a few
to yourself.
There's a couple of families that moved into town that aren't Christian.
Well, there's more of us.
It's a public high school, you
right.
fucking idiot.
Right.
Party's over, dickheads.
So here's Glenn Beck finishing up saying Obama...
finishing off.
Obama, his failure to fix race relations, quote, will go down as the biggest missed opportunity in American history.
What an idiot.
The biggest missed opportunity.
Huge.
If he would have just pointed out how black people are not as intelligent and how they're more violent...
Right.
If he would have just accepted that, Ryan, and been more of a healer instead of a divider.
Glenn, just say what you really mean. If only Barack Hussein Obama had been white.
I really want to know what that means. What does it mean? How is Obama a divider? Is it because he's called out the police on what has been proven to be systemic targeting of non-white people?
Okay.
Is it... But he, and then they say, well, he doesn't call out his own people. But every time he's talked about crime in the inner city, he mentions that he knows that a lot of black people are killing black people.
Right.
He knows what's going on in Chicago.
Right. But like, what, you know, it's so interesting. So, okay. So say the Republicans want a Barack Hussein Obama to call out black people for this black on black crime they talk about. Okay. So he calls them out. What is he supposed to say? Hey, you guys, this black-on-black crime.
Give us permission to start hunting them.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Is what they want.
Is this sort of a...
Let us go into the inner city.
Yeah. This could be a stretch, but is it similar to how the conservatives want Barack Hussein Obama to use the term radical Islam? Like, by sort of acknowledging...
Right, there's power in the magic words that once he says them.
Yeah. I don't get it. It's a kind of a weird thing to understand, I guess, because the thinking is so strange. It doesn't make any
sense. It's binary,
yeah.
There's no nuance. Binary thinking. Sad little white binary thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Of us. There could have been a lot of healing. Oh, my gosh. It would have been the greatest thing that ever happened. I think it will go down as the biggest.
If he would have put those blacks in their place, can you just imagine, Ryan, how great it would have been?
That is like, they sound so mentally ill.
If he would just admit that Walter Scott... deserved to be shot in the back because he was running away from 25 feet away.
What on the
after being pulled over for a traffic violation?
Oh, yes.
If he would just admit that Eric Garner deserved to be choked out to death for selling loose cigarettes. If he would just admit these things, Ryan, that Tamir Rice was 5'9" and 140 pounds.
What about?
He looked like a big, scary, raging demon when those police didn't even get out of their car for 2 seconds when they opened fire on
him. What about Sandra Bland?
Sandra Bland.
That's like
just
so
admit it.
Fucking horrible.
Admit that all these people need to just capitulate to the police and then it'll all be fine.
What happened to her? What happened to her? What was the story? Did she hang herself? In
the official story is that she killed herself. Yeah.
God, it's just such a horrible story. Just think, like, I don't mean to bring the show up. God, think about that. Like her last
taillight.
Fucking
tail light.
Her last day on Earth.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what she went through.
And it's been shown that the stop and everything that the sad, tiny penis little thug with a badge did was wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
It's just so fucked up, man. It's so
fucked up. He escalated. They're supposed to de-escalate. But guess what? It was a Negro woman giving disrespect to a white-ish guy. I think he might have been even Hispanic. I'm not sure. But regardless, you know, it's been shown that black officers, they like to, the idiots of the right like to say, but this is a black officer this time. You got nothing to say now about your racism. It was a black guy doing it.
So what?
Well, a black officer could be a racist too.
Yeah.
And it's about the systemic dehumanization of the people that they're supposed to be serving and protecting. Instead, they're lording over and punishing, meting out punishments.
God, maybe
they're
that's
evil overlords walking through. They're the big white, the overseer walking through the fields saying, step in line, boy.
You know, maybe that's the real tragedy of like a Donald Trump type running for office, because he, like, we're all distracted with this weird sideshow that he is, the circus, this bullshit. And really what should be talked about in this election is the police. That should be really prevalent in any speech we hear. Maybe Hillary's talking about it.
She does talk about it, yeah.
But that, you just think about all the shit that's going on. That is the biggest problem, maybe. Is that the biggest problem domestically we have? Like, our law enforcement is inherently racist, and they aren't treating a lot of us like people.
Well, our system is inherently racist, which empowers the police to do that.
Yeah.
The police are getting to the point where they don't answer. Well, they don't answer to the public, and they lose their minds if you try to get them to have accountability. You know, these towns that are, these states and places that are passing citizens review boards because, sorry, we don't believe the, well, you know what? We're just going to investigate ourselves. Don't worry about it. You could trust us.
We got to stop that trusting shit.
Don't worry. We'll investigate ourselves. And, you know, if the officer acted inappropriately, we'll say it. We won't lie.
Don't worry. And didn't Rachel Maddow do a fucking thing? That was the FBI. It was like some... They investigate all these shootings.
Like 150 shootings they investigated, and they exonerated perfectly every single 150 shootings or whatever. Now, you know, apparently...
Everybody's perfect.
Yeah, everybody's 100% perfect.
I mean, that now we're starting... Now we have to redefine what perfect is. Because if anybody can be perfect, then how's that perfect?
Let's finish this. These three white guys talking about how...
Oh, yeah.
How the first black president should have done a better job of reaching out to the black community.
You guys.
Really, what they're saying is he didn't do a good enough job of subjugating the black community like we want them to.
By the way, are they broadcasting live from the Oval Office at the Blaze?
They are in the Oval Office at the Blaze.
Christ. It would have been the greatest thing that ever happened. I think it will go down as the biggest missed opportunity in all of American history.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What's Glenn wearing? We didn't hear. Did you say? And I forgot.
No, he's got on a V-necked pullover sweater. It's kind of cash, Glenn.
Does he not have a shirt under it? Does he not have?
Is that a sweater? Isn't it August? It's fucking August.
Healer.
Oh no, it's not. It's a. The contrast is off on the thing. It's a button down. It's a button down shirt with epaulets. In fact, there you go. I was looking at a thumbnail. It looked like a pullover sweater.
Do you think that's available at his, $17.91?
$17.91, Ryan, absolutely.
Do they have that available in Husky sizes?
I'm sure that's all they have them available.
What a shitty thing for me to have.
Look at you, fat shaming.
I know, I'm sorry.
So that's what's going on over at the Blaze. Glenn Beck. Ringing in on race relations, you know, if Obama had only been a uniter and not a divider.
Oh, my God.
All right. Prepare your ear holes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Grab a tampon or two. Right. Stuff them in there. They're going to bleed.
No.
Because not only are we going to pay a Fox quote news unquote clip, but we're actually going to play contender and frequent front runner.
Yes.
For the most heinous, biggest
no shit
shit nozzle.
Oh, a shit nozzle
of a white supremacist privilege.
We're gonna have to open up that shit nozzle, baby.
Cock knocker shit of nozzle. An ass of a human being, Keith Abbo.
Oh, God. Pat, Kate, could you go get a round of pharmaceuticals for the?
I think that Keith Abbo is the most loathsome creature over at Fox. But then Eric Bolling says something. Yeah, you know, but it's really hard. Or then O'Reilly says something.
Dude, it wasn't
the three
it,
of them.
But during the World Cup, when I mean Keith Abbo is bizarre. Didn't he say that it?
I soccer, said frequent front runner.
Soccer is for pussies. Well, didn't Abbo
his term,
say
his
that?
Tone. No,
I thought
not in those words.
But okay.
But he was like, come on,
Abloh
soccer. Nobody cares about soccer.
Piece of shit.
Who cares about soccer? And one of the other panelists, a woman, was like, my kids love soccer. I'm a soccer mom. I drive my kids back and forth. We go to the, come on.
Your
nobody
kid,
really cares about soccer.
Your kid's a big pussy.
You're not an American. Your kid's a faggot.
Jeez, imagine what he would say about tennis.
Your kid do a lot of dick sucking? Here is, they're talking to the bald fuckwad who inexplicably is a psychiatrist. I mean, he allegedly helps people.
I don't know what to tell you on that.
So there was a story out.
Yes.
About how Hillary Clinton is preparing for debates. Meanwhile, I think you put up a story on her Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
That Trump is like, I don't know if I need to debate. I've done a lot of debates.
Right.
And I don't know if I'm going to have any run throughs.
Well, no,
all,
he's preparing. They said he was preparing. He was going to. He's having brunch with Laura Ingraham. Was it Rush Limbaugh?
Oh,
and some other conservative
shit.
Dick faces. They're having brunch.
What a great.
Does it sound like Hillary's having brunch? Fuck no.
No, she's having practice sessions against lunatics. And one of the funny things was one of the people was saying they thought that one of the people that was going to be playing Trump in some of these mock debates, and they thought that somebody who would be capable of playing evil Trump, Anthony Weiner.
Oh, I love that.
They were going to have Weiner.
Yes.
Play Trump. But now Weiner's kind of persona non grata because he had to send a snap dick.
Snap dick.
To some
woman. Why can't he do it? Like, just show up and do your part.
Well, his wife
fuck?
Is
she doesn't give
giving
a
him
shit.
The boot.
Do you think? Sometimes I don't think these politicians
I think some people
have
feelings.
Really?
Oh. We're just both at the opposite thing at the exact
There's
moment.
No, way.
I think some of them have feelings.
How does Hillary Clinton hire a...
I don't think Hillary has any
no,
more feelings. But
how
I
does
think,
she hire somebody with feelings to...
But I think Uma might have feelings. She's not the outward... She is the chief of staff, though. Those people are usually...
Fuck no! She has
hatchet.
No feelings. She has no feelings. I just can't...
The hatchet people.
I watched House of Motherfucking Cards. Nobody on that show
it
has
did
feelings.
Say, a lot of the reports did say that they've been rather estranged for a while. Like it, even though they've been putting on... That Uma and Weiner... have been putting on the public face of, oh, everything's fine, that they've, other reports are saying that it's been about a year that they haven't exactly been all that friendly.
I mean,
to
don't you
other.
Think the divorce is theater just to save face? He's like, do you think she gives a shit who he's sending his fucking dick to?
Possibly.
Yeah.
That if he would have maintained the status quo.
Yeah.
And not have been sending pictures of Little Wiener, then maybe they'd. Yeah, still be together, possibly.
Do you think?
She would probably not want to rock the boat,
right?
Like it has. It really shouldn't. I mean, she shouldn't really be that involved.
Does Bill Clinton have Snapchat?
Oh God, I would think they would forbid that.
No, Bill, listen. Maybe he doesn't even have a smartphone. That's what I think.
I think he might be tech savvy enough to figure some shit out, but I don't. Maybe not. Maybe not.
You know, if
Trump
I was...
thinks that Hillary, why did you? Let me find this other.
Oh,
point.
Go ahead. Yeah,
but Trump thinks that Hillary. You know, they came out with this story that when they cleaned her servers, when she ordered, when her people ordered the servers cleaned, they used something called Bleach It, which is a software program that goes through and writes over sectors and scrambles everything. Yes. Like, there's no way you can recover any data at all.
It
physically changes the whole disk so that just no way you can even get snippets. Because when you delete something, it doesn't disappear from the disk.
If you empty the trash, it does.
An indexing program just says that space is now available. But that data, until it gets overwritten, is still there, even if you empty the trash. So you need a fancy eraser program or something Bleach It or whatever to go in and then overwrite those sectors and actually scramble the data that's still there.
Right. Wow.
So that came out now. Now they're losing their minds. They're saying, look, Hillary Clinton even cleaned her server with Bleach It.
Oh,
obviously, she's trying to hide something. But then Trump came out and said, let me see if I can find this on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
Oh, my God. I saw this. I saw you put it on our Facebook. I think it's
Trump said, and I heard this last night when he said, Trump said that she's even using chemicals. She ordered them to use chemicals on the hard drive.
Because it's Bleach It. That's the name of it. He thought. Did he actually think someone took like a cloth, dabbed a little bleach on
it? That's the only explanation.
I mean, I don't know.
I think we have the clip here. Donald J. Trump in Everett, Washington. Liberal bastion, Washington. Here we go. Hillary Clinton talking about it.
33,000 emails that she deleted. They're gone. And not only deleted, folks, this was after she was subpoenaed by Congress. And not only that, she bleached, which somebody said they never even heard of.
Which you said you never even heard of. I love the way it's like, which some people said that he's like, which I never even heard of. You notice he can't even admit that. He can't say, which I never even heard of.
Right.
He has to say, which some people said they never even heard of.
How do we how do we, I don't know what to say. That is loony.
Goes on.
She bleached, which somebody said they never even heard of, in a very expensive fashion, used chemical so that nobody will ever be able to see him. Who does this?
Nobody! Nobody does it!
Chemicals. She uses chemicals. Who does this?
Oh, my God.
That's when I put a comment somewhere on Facebook.
Right.
On a story somewhere about it. I think it was on the story where it's from Crooks and Liars.
Yes.
One of my new favorite sites. But I left a comment.
Oh, my God.
That, no, I can't find it. But, yeah, he really thinks it's a...
he bleached it.
That she bleached. She physically bleached. It's like...
What the fuck is wrong with people,
man? It's a 70-year-old man.
Right.
It's a 70-year-old man who's not into technology. Oh, that's what it's about. But it proves that you can't really get your nuanced technology. He can't be held accountable for details when he gets his news in 140 characters. But there's no way. I mean, he read a tweet somewhere or meme. Do you believe that evil Huntress Hillary ordered her servers cleaned with Bleach It? Now, people on the internet know what that means. Donald J. Trump sees that meme and is like, oh, they put bleach on that server.
It's literally like the shit he says is no more vetted than what, some asshole sitting at the end of a bar, drunk, just spouting out whatever he fucking thinks to his buddies. It's the same. That's the same level that we're getting when a guy running for president is addressing his supporters, his public. She bleached it.
She's chemicals.
I heard she Windexed it. Is that true?
She's chemicals.
You know what she is? That OxyClean. That's the best.
And I'm sure if he's called out on it, it'll be a joke or something. I was using a joke.
I got to go pine saw the hard drive in my iPhone.
The evil mainstream media making me sound like I don't know what I'm talking about. I was joking. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, Billy Mays actually used to advertise that product. You know?
The late Billy Mays.
Oh, yeah. You use your ShamWow on your computer.
In between lines of Coke.
Oh, is that what his thing was?
He died of, yeah.
What did he die of?
He had a Coke thing. He had Coke problems, and it blew his heart out.
Oh, shit. He didn't, Allegedly,
yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, I already choked on a ShamWow. But
Billy Mays. William Darryl Billy Mays.
Darryl.
Was an American television direct response advertisement salesperson.
What
Damn.
The fuck does that
Fit
mean?
Fit that on a business card.
Direct response.
It means he did infomercials.
Okay. Just say that. There's nothing wrong with infomercials.
He was found unresponsive by his wife in their Tampa, Florida home. 2009, pronounced dead. No foul play. After initial autopsy, they found out that he had hypertensive heart disease, but a toxicology said that though heart disease was the primary cause of death, the cocaine in his system was listed as a contributory cause of death.
God damn it, Billy.
Medical examiner concluded that cocaine use caused or contributed to the development of the heart disease. So he was using enough coke that it fucked up his heart.
Oh, okay.
For enough time.
Right. And that combined with the effects of being around all that OxyClean,
which ultimately contributed to his demise.
Sad.
How did we get on Billy Mays?
Well, we're talking about all the different chemicals you can use to clean your computer.
Oh, that's
there's
right.
Bleach. Hillary used bleach and a ShamWow and a Swiffer.
Fox News is Keith Abloh.
Yes.
I skipped away from him. We were talking about the prep for the debates.
Okay.
And they're talking about that here on the Fox News. And here's just a little bit of this exchange here. Keith Abloh on Fox. They're talking about the prep of debates.
Presidential debate. And this morning we're learning exactly how Hillary Clinton is planning to get under Donald Trump's skin.
Yep, the Democratic nominee is consulting psychologists about Trump's biggest insecurities to bait him into making mistakes on the debate stage. Well,
I don't think it takes a lot of experts to wonder what's going to drive him crazy. Talk about his money.
Yeah,
talk about his little dick.
Oh, yeah, his little dick. That's a good one. Hey, did you hear that clip you just played? Did you hear her fake laugh? God, that's so disgusting, man.
To making mistakes on the debate stage.
Well, psychiatrist and Fox News Medical A Team's Dr. Keith Abloh is here to assess this strategy. Doctor, it's great to see you.
Ass fuck team.
Is it really?
The asshole team.
I already have problems with this. Is it really ever great to see Keith Abloh?
Oh, sitting in for Steve Doocy.
Yes.
On Fox and Friends this morning.
Ooh.
Is Fucker Carlson.
Oh, yes. Little Tucker Carlson. What's going on, little Tucker?
Sitting next to, what's her name? Ainsley Earhart. Is that her name?
Shove that bow tie up your ass.
And Brian Kilmeade.
This morning. This doesn't sound like a crazy strategy to me, and it's something I think that every presidential candidate does during the debates. You're trying to figure out how to, you know, pick at the other guy's weaknesses. Will this work with Trump?
Well, sure. It's something that every candidate probably does, probably should do. Psychology is a very powerful tool to unearth what does get under people's skin, if you will. But listen, with Donald Trump, kind of what you see is what you get. I have to say, when the small hands issue was raised during the debate, this supposedly got the Clinton campaign very excited. They thought, man, he's off his game. He wasn't off his game at all. Freud would have been standing up, like applauding, standing ovation. To be able to address such an intensely personal issue and say, listen, there's no problem in that department.
Do you hear what he's saying? He is saying, look at how great Trump is. To address an intensely personal subject like that, the size of his little tallywhacker.
But didn't he brought up the thing. He started it.
It's the most obvious display of sad little boy insecurity that one has ever seen, where he's got to get up there and respond to little Marco talking about his hands.
Where did Keith?
And then he's so insecure about it, he's got to reassure everybody,
yes,
it's okay, my dick is plenty big. And Keith Ablo is now praising that, saying, look how brave Trump is, that Freud would be standing up, jerking off, sticking two knuckles deep into his asshole.
His own asshole. She's like, I don't know. After hearing that clip, where did Keith Ablo go to medical school?
It's Harvard disgusting.
Or something? Did
it's
you go
just
to Yale?
So moronic.
Keith, take your medical
game at all. Freud would have been standing up like applauding.
He should take his degree and mail it back to Winston Kane.
Wherever he went to school should be embarrassed.
He said the opposite of what he should say. It's so weird.
He's praising Trump for the bravery.
The Clinton campaign, very excited. They thought, man, he's off his game. He wasn't off his game at all. Freud would have been standing up like applauding, standing ovation. To be able to address such an intensely personal issue and say, listen, there's no problem in that department. To me, that showed an incredible degree of psychological strength. With Donald Trump, he may err. He may make errors in saying what he thinks.
That showed so much psychological strength to Keith Ablo that Donald Trump was brave enough to stand up there and reassure the American public that his dick is just fine.
I mean, he's a guy running for president, and I to me, it's a sign of mental illness. If you're in a rally or wherever the fuck he was at when he brought up the tiny hands thing and his dick is just fine. I mean, that is some red flags right there. Like, no normal person in public ever, like really ever, finds himself talking about their dick. Of course, I do stand-up comedy, and so like that's a little different, but whatever. You know what I mean? Like, he's running for president and he is addressing the size of his fucking cock. I mean, I don't know.
Yes.
God, that's up.
So Keith Ablo, I can't play anymore, but here's
Just when you thought it wasn't possible for the GOP debate to go even lower, tonight Donald Trump took it right below the belt, his own belt.
Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee.
Marco Rubio.
Yeah, it's like so creepy, too. It's like, dude, you're
in a presidential debate.
And the way he's talking about it, like, there's no problem. There's no problem. The subtext is, if you saw my dick, you'd love it.
Yes.
I mean, right. You know, dude, you're running for goddamn president.
There's no problem there. There's no problem there.
God, he's not like, you're not Nick DiPaolo doing stand-up, you freak. You're running for fucking president. You're talking about your dick.
Nick DiPaolo.
What the fuck? It's
may not be known to the non-comedy world.
You're not Eddie Murphy. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's odd.
So there, Keith Ablo waving his credentials around and saying he thinks Trump showed incredible psychological strength.
Oh, my fucking
when
God.
When he reassured everyone about such a sensitive subject.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Psychological strength would have been him going up there and saying, yeah, you know what? I got a little dick. I do.
Right.
And I got $4 billion.
Yeah, fuck everyone.
We've got a little more follow up to what's been going on in the sovereign state. I don't were you ever in Maine?
I've never been in Maine.
You little son of a bitch.
That's why you've never been to Maine.
Oh, yes.
Paul LePage, who we just played, left that great voicemail last week.
You know what's so disturbing about Maine? I don't remember where I heard this, but do you realize that 90% of all drug dealers there are black and or Hispanic?
Shifty.
Oh, yeah.
D-Money.
I want to meet the drug dealer named Smoothie. He's named after a fucking shake made of berries and fucking kale. That's fucking weird.
Yeah, we played the clip the other day of him meeting with some of the leadership and some of these reporters to show them the binder that he had full of black people and brown people.
What's up with the binders?
And that's when he came out with that, the statement about when you're in a war, if you're the enemy in blue and you know the other enemy wears red, well, what do you shoot at but red? 90% of the people selling drugs in my state are black.
Oh, yes.
Do the math, basically, is what he said. They're the enemy. Oh, the black God. And brown people are the enemy. Well, this is that's after he left this voicemail for this dude. Well, this battle that he's having with this this other lawmaker that he,
yes,
who he left the message for,
right?
He challenged the guy to like a debate. He's like, "I'm coming after you." And then later on, he said, "I want to meet with you. I want to meet with you, and yeah. I want to have it like a town hall debate or something."
Yeah.
And I'm coming to your town or your part of town. We're going to have it. And he set up a date. Like they were going to have this thing.
Pistols at dawn.
And now the leadership, the Republican leadership, like met with LePage. And they're like, you're not going to have this. You're not having this duel.
Right. It's
that's just not going to happen.
Fucking bananas.
And you have to stop. You have to stop.
Yeah, yeah.
So yesterday, he was on some radio show, and I think we talked about this. He mentioned that he's not sure now if he's going to finish out his his tenure, his term. He's not sure because he's not sure now if he can even do what he wants to do, if he's going to be allowed to do.
Right, he's not
saving the black people.
He's not stepping down because he felt like he's made some irresponsible racist statements and he's embarrassed. And, you know, it's not like a mea culpa thing. I'm resigning. Not at all.
No. Okay. Today, the president of the Senate of Maine.
Yes.
Called on the governor to, quote, do the right thing. Senator Michael Thibodeau.
Thibodeau. It's a hilarious name. I don't know why.
His statement came after the Republican minority leader of the state house, Ken Fredette, told reporters that he had accepted LePage's apology after the lawmaker had called a colleague a little son of a bitch socialist cocksucker. He thinks it's time to move on. The Republican thinks it's time to move on. The Democratic leader thinks it's time for the governor to go.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thibodeau.
Yes.
Senate leader said, with all due respect, I completely disagree with Representative Fredette's position. The Republican Senate caucus has clearly stated that we need. Oh, I guess this guy's Republican also. We need an acceptable plan for corrective action before the determination of whether the legislature should convene is made. They're talking about getting together and just kicking him out, voting him out, impeach him, get rid of him.
Holy shit, man.
But this guy says we implore the governor to do the right thing, which means,
you know what?
Go away.
You know, it's crazy. Like, is it what he did or is just the shit he said is so insane they're asking him to leave?
All of the above.
He talked his way out of being governor nearly. That is crazy.
House majority leader over there in Maine, Jeff McCabe, and the assistant majority leader, Sarah Gideon, released a joint statement where they said, quote, every day, Paul LePage gives Maine people more evidence that he is unfit for office. The governor is not mentally able to serve.
No shit.
And needs to resign.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God.
Yesterday in this interview he had, he said, quote, it's one thing not to have one party behind you. It's another thing not to have any party behind you. So he sees that even his people are falling away from him. It's interesting how Trumpian tactics only work for Trump.
Right.
Which gives us hope, I think, right? Because all of these lower ticket Republicans that have tried, have dipped their toe into white supremacist lake.
Right.
Or have said horrible things out loud that
Land
we know,
Lake.
Right, that we know they feel.
Right. It's this charisma.
But
and
they're saying
timing,
this out loud. Right. And it's emboldened these assholes. But it ain't working down ticket. It's we're finding people that are saying this shit. Hellstorm falls upon them and then they slither away apologizing. Like that reverend, that's the black reverend who is a Trumpalo.
Yes.
Which none of us can figure out. But he tweeted out that comic about Hillary in blackface.
Right.
And he received a shitstorm of criticism. You just don't do blackface. Anything right. with blackface.
Yeah,
anything with blackface.
It's nuts.
And he retweeted it and supported it. And then now he came out at first he was like, fuck it, you know, doubling down Trumpalo style, Trump style. And then after the immediate hellstorm hit him.
Yes.
He dragged the tweet, got rid of the tweet, deleted it, and apologized, apologized, apologized. He's apologizing like crazy for the tweet, not for the message. That Hillary Clinton is a bigot and that yes. her policies are bad for black people. But they're getting called out. So maybe there is hope that even with this flare up nationally.
Maybe.
That maybe down ticket people aren't putting up with it as much. Locally, people aren't putting up with it as much.
I think it just speaks to like what.
Who knows, though?
He's like a unique performer. I think that's how he's able to do what he does, Trump, you know?
But then later on, yesterday, LePage, after he'd said that, well, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm going to finish, maybe I won't finish, then he tweeted.
Yes.
Paraphrasing Mark Twain.
Oh, God.
Because you know Mark Twain would be thrilled and delighted that Paul LePage is paraphrasing or quoting him.
Oh, my fucking God.
The reports of my political demise are greatly exaggerated, he tweeted. And then he changed the subject to a series of messages about visiting a tissue factory.
What? In Maine? Do they make tissue there? Oh, they make the best tissue.
Yeah. They're great for jizz loads.
Yeah, really. God.
He's scheduled to meet today with Thibodeau and State Representative Drew Gattin, who is the recipient of the angry voicemail.
What are they going to talk about?
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
So that meeting is going on today.
I don't want to meet. Hey, you leave me that message. I don't want to meet you. I don't want to hang out with you. You're a fucking asshole.
But they canceled. He did cancel.
Oh, okay.
The Pistols at Dawn.
Oh, how nice.
Style town hall or whatever he was going
to
have.
Did he
happen.
Challenge him to a duel?
No.
Who was that, though? He did.
No, he did say, I wish of that guy.
Yes.
He did say, I wish this was 1816 or something. And I'd put a pistol to his head. Remember, he said he wished that they could do you know, Pistols at Dawn.
Only a white guy would say, I wish it was 1816 or whatever the fuck.
Right. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, for Thursday's show. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. Don't forget, if you're going to buy anything on Amazon, it helps us out. If you buy it through our portal, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble of taste. Doesn't cost you nothing.
We get paid, baby.
Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter or Instagram and or Instagram feed at Rated R Comedy. Or go cast your fingers over and visit the warm confines of his website at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And PatrickVile.com. And go to.
Oh, fuck!
we'll be back tomorrow, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at Crab Diving.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.